Maybe you're asleep, right? Oh, sorry. You can sleep through anything, I know. But tonight, all nights, I need to make sure you stay asleep. I can't have you hearing what I'm about to say if you're awake. Not just yet, anyway. For now, be a love. Just stay asleep. I've been thinking about this for a long time now, and I think I'm almost ready. Ready to say it, that is. I know a more romantic girl might say something like, I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you the moment I met you. And darling, I want to be her, but that's just not me. The fact of the matter is, when I met you, I was terrified. Terrified I'd embarrass myself. They'd be ashamed to be seen with me. I'd say something stupid and offend you. Christ, maybe I still am, to be honest. You're lying here, practically naked next to me. So damn perfectly warm and soft, and you always say you love how you can still make my heart race. You in on a little secret, okay? That pounding, racing, thumping in my heart, that's fear. Fear that I'll do something stupid, mess something up, say something wrong, and God, can't even say it. Lose you. I'd lose you. And I can't even think of what life would be like without you. I mean, how do you breathe without air? How do you live without life? Oh God, I'm rambling. See? This is why I say this here, like this. Because it's all in here. You know, twisted, knotted up in these unbreakable tangles. And this is the only place I can work them through. I can't talk to the girls about this and my family. Well, you know, whenever I feel this way about something, I talk to you. That's half the point, actually. You're the only person I can come to with these really personal, really important things. So when the topic is you, who do I talk to then? Let me try and get back on topic here. You asked me where we're going with this, with us. You didn't push it. You tried to make it light. God, I can hear how much of an effort you made. Trying to sound casual about this because, well, you know I can be. Distant, you say? Cool and flighty. Scared and clueless, more like. But hey, if you keep thinking that for a while, then why not? But you asked, you put it out there, and I didn't say anything. You had every right to, of course. It has been a while. Too long, your friends say. Too long, even my friends say. Yet you've been patient, you've never pushed it, and you've waited. And I know you don't want to wait any longer. Darling, and I know that the answer will come soon. I promise. Okay? It's just, it's time. You know, when we first started, I said, I don't believe in saying I love you so quick. And you agreed. Even if maybe I could tell that you might have been saying it for me. You're so romantic. You're so sweet. And I can see all of this. This love building up inside of you. And you just want to show it. And you don't. I can see in these moments when you think I can't hear you sigh. And every time you look off into the distance, after looking at me, and I worry you're thinking about the next girl and how you'll let her say that you love her, and you'll be brave enough to say it, and she'll be brave enough to say it back. But sometimes I think I don't want there to be an ex girl, and I don't know which is more terrifying. If you'd asked me months ago if I thought I'd be in bed with a guy half as beautiful as you, I'd probably laugh. Not just because I don't think I could find anyone as half handsome as you, but I just never thought that I'd let anybody this close. The thought of letting somebody past all of my, you know me, to see the interior, it was horrifying. I don't think anybody could stand to look at this, let alone ever want to. And then you, suddenly, you, impossible, preverous, immaculate, you tapped it out, you wore me down, you met everyone on my walls, and you broke them. Sometimes with a hammer, when I was being stupid, but mostly with a smile. That perfect heartache you call a smile. First thing I see when I wake up, the first thing I see when I fall asleep, not to mention all the things you let me do in here. I mean, I think I'm pushing you too far. You somehow managed to cry out for more and more. And this would usually be the part where you talk about how ugly you are, how you have so many problems, how I would be better off without you. And you say that stuff and it makes my blood boil. It's wrong. You're wrong. You're perfect. You're mine. And you deserve the absolute best. I know I haven't said it enough. And that's because these words are so heavy. And I've been realising the real gravity around them. But God help me. I really do. Truly. Love you. Oh, it feels so good to say that. Look at me, you handsome, sleeping idiot. I do love you. I do. Okay, don't leave me. Don't look for someone else. You don't need her. She's right here. She's just stupid and worried and so terribly terrified. She will end up like one or all the others. That's what this is all coming down to. The big point I'm trying to make. I'm beginning to realise that part of our lives being perfect is me realising that, well, it will never truly be perfect. But that's part of the fun, right? Making our way through all the ups and downs, the bends, the curves, the fights, and the making up together. What does need to change is my perception of everything. I can't be a perfect woman for you because she doesn't exist. I could try to be, though, and that's not a little more confidence, a little less distance, and not wanting. Become the perfect woman, but becoming the woman you already see me as. I'm ready. Darling, I have an answer for you. And it's yes. I do love him.